What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. You are listening to Strong, the Iron Will Way, the official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. This is episode number 205. When I first got into this thing, I really hated the idea of doing sales. To me, sales was always convincing people to do something that they didn't want to do, or it was telling people what they want to hear. And what I've learned over time is that, first of all, I don't hate sales, because what I'm quote-unquote selling is something that I think is extremely beneficial and necessary for everybody. Number two, I would hate sales if I was trying to sell something that I didn't believe in. But what I've also learned is that people need to hear the truth, not necessarily be sold, or not necessarily even, might not even be something that they want to hear, but they need to hear. And I feel like that's my job, more than to quote unquote sell somebody or convince somebody to start working out or to start taking better care of themselves. Let me give you an example. Back in the day, I would have thought that if someone came to me and said, "Hey, I've tried this program, and this program, and none of them work. I heard about your program, I want to try it." What I would have said to them is, there's a reason all those programs suck. Our program and my program is so much better. You're going to be successful on ours. Let's get started. What I've now learned is that when someone comes to me and said, "I've been unsuccessful at this, this, and this because all these programs suck," I say, "No. You've been unsuccessful at those programs because you suck. That's on you. What is the common denominator between all those parts? You are." It reminds me of those days, we've all had those days, where everyone's being an asshole, right? You're like, "I don't know what it is about today. Everybody's a fucking jerk," right? Everybody's acting like an asshole. Well, what's the common denominator between all those people acting like an asshole today? You, right? It's because we're in a bad fucking mood, and we take everything the wrong way. We think everybody's being an asshole. What we don't realize is that we're having a shitty day. Not everybody else decided to have a shitty day at the same time. So same idea, if your five programs so far for getting stronger, building muscle, losing weight, growing your business, whatever it is, didn't work, the common denominator is you. Because here's the thing, guys, most programs that are out there, whether they're in bodybuilding, strength training, powerlifting, nutrition, dieting, fat loss, weight loss, marketing, growing your business, by the time you actually see them, they've been referred to you by other people, you've read it in a book, it's somewhere out there, it probably works. Most things work. Here's the thing, guys. Adherence is the number one key to any program of any kind. Adherence. What does that mean? That means actually following the program. So when I see people who aren't successful at various things, first of all, there's a couple things that you notice. First of all, though, the person who seems to be successful at a given program was also successful at other programs, was also successful at other areas in their life where they followed certain programs. The people who aren't successful at XYZ program were also not successful at all these other programs or programs in the other areas of life, because they are not actually following the program. They follow the program for a short period of time, and then they kind of little by little change back to whatever habits they're comfortable with, and they start to go off program. But they don't really even realize they're off program, because it happens one little step at a time. But over time, if you say, "Let's take a look at what you're actually doing," it's not even close to the program. So if the program requires 10 steps, you start out first week or two, you're doing all 10 steps every day. But after a couple weeks, you're like, "Man, step number 10 really sucks, but I used to do it this way, so I'll just do that." So now you're doing 9 out of 10, still pretty good. A couple weeks later, you know, you don't really love doing number 8. You used to do 8 a different way too, so you kind of fall back into that, okay? So you guys can relate. If this is a nutritional strategy, all of a sudden you're like, "You know, I'm really tired of doing this thing for breakfast that's on my new plan. I used to do this on my old plan. It's kind of similar, but I like it better. I'm going to do that." Little by little, those 10 steps become 2. So you're doing 2 of the new program steps consistently and not eight. And then after 3, 4, 5, 6 months, you quit the program and say it didn't work. I see this with workout programs, powerlifting programs, gyms, trainers, again, business, coaching, every aspect. I challenge you guys, in whatever area you are having trouble or struggling or not seeing the results that you thought you should see, before you bail on your program, your coach, your trainer, your gym, your business mentor, really sit down and look at what you're supposed to be doing and see how much of it you're actually doing. I would be willing to bet if you're not seeing results that you're not doing a very large majority of what you're supposed to be doing. So the key here is self-accountability and honesty and looking in the fucking mirror and saying, that's the person that's responsible for my failures. That's the person not responsible for getting results. That guy right there in the mirror. Not the person who wrote my program, not my coach, not my mentor. That person staring in front of me. The good part about that is that same person will also be the person you can high five when you are successful, because it's not the coaches that gets the credit. It's not the mentor. It's not the gym. It's not the trainer. It's you doing the work that was provided to you, right? The coach is going to give you what to follow. The mentor is going to tell you to use these strategies. You're the one that actually has to do it. So when you are successful, pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a high five because you did the work. It's not me when someone talks about the success of the gym or their results. It's they're the ones in there at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning doing the work. They're the ones doing the things outside the gym that need to be done. So important to recognize that either way, positive or negative, the results are going to fall on you and you alone. Have a great day, guys.